Amber, what's going on?
I've just been, like, really depressed and stuff. Whenever I started going back to school, I've been out since January. I've been made fun of just all throughout school. I've been called every name in the book, and I've been in fights. I've been starting to go to alcohol for it, and I used to cut. I used to be very suicidal, but I'm not now, though. They just wouldn't leave me alone, and none of the teachers would do anything about it. They called it Mickey Mouse Games.
Well, now you're no longer there, right?
Right.
Are you homeschooling?
Trying to, but it hasn't been able to get started yet. We've been trying to get an application to put in for the books and stuff, and we haven't gotten it yet. And we've been calling and calling and calling, and we just haven't been able to get it yet.
Well, I'm sure you will. And I know all this bullying that's gone on at your school, which is sad, has slowed everything down, may cost you a year. But I would rather you get homeschooled and be safe than be bullied at school and not safe. I'm worried about the cutting and the alcohol. That's a big, big issue.
Yes, sir, I know.
You're falling back to false feel-goods. And those false feel-goods won't get you through school, nor will they get you through life. So I want to encourage you, Amber, to talk with your mom. Does she know you're into alcohol?
Yes, she does. I don't drink a lot at all. I've just been turning a lot more to it. Like, every chance if I get it, I want to drink it. There's no chance of me setting it down. I want to drink it. And
your biggest issues are alcohol and your cutting. Your mother does not know you're bent towards alcohol. About your cravings. Somebody better find out before we end up out of school, not studying, and working our way on being an alcoholic. Well, it's really a tough thing. You're at school and you're being bullied. Ooh, that hurts. Need some encouragement, need some hardcore advice on that, right? Well, maybe you're going through that or any number of things. Why don't you call me? That's right. I've taken over 30,000 calls in the air since I got started. I think I can help you. I'll at least try. What do we got to lose? We got nothing to lose here. Call me. I'll do the best I can. 800-394-HOPE.